And as sufficiency does exist for all of us to have leisure, the only thing that prevents our getting it, a world based on leisure for all, is our thoughts, our beliefs, as John Trudell told us. Think about that. Think about the shift in the electromagnetic field of the world when we all globally start to want our energy back. That's an amazing thing. Just as Gorky said, when that happens, we will be as stars to each other. We'll be blinded by the glare, perhaps. It'll be a lovely dazzle. So if we care about the earth and our brothers and sisters, and these are chains that weigh upon us all, regardless of so-called station. So when we say we're going to unite, it's not in powers terms. Just as John Trudell said, be careful of the words, the terminology we use. So when they say, when power says, oh, no division between us just because we're billionaires, just because we happen to want to suppress the entire globe, just because we want to own all of y'all. Hey, brotherly love, y'all, join hands. We're all one. No. That isn't unity. That is called a con. No, to end division between us means that it has to come from below. It has to come from we, the people who have been sucked on for millennia. We have to have no division between us. That is how we've been kept in harness. It's time to crack that nut, this nut of belief that's been holding us back, and explore its substance. And see that what has been our longing since class began is now a real possibility. We live in a time of alchemy. We are made of thoughts. An authentic thought, thought from the earth, has been suppressed. But water it but a little, and it springs back.